Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome. I am so glad that you are here, and I'm hoping that you are enjoying this beautiful online summit, Connecting Soul Beings. Now, as you know, I've created this summit for you specifically so that you can learn how to create soul-to-soul connection with yourself, other people around you, and also the animals. And this is where I come in. So for those of you who don't know me as yet, my name is Bianca De Rose. I am based in Sydney, Australia, and I help animal lovers connect deeply with their animal friends. And I do this by helping people to tune into animal language and have a conversation heart to heart. That simple. Well, it sounds very simple, but there are some little hints and tips that I would love to share with you on how we can actually do that. So today I would love to share with you a little bit about me and also what can we do to start the process of opening up to receiving information from my beautiful animal friends. So let me start by sharing with you a little bit how I got into animal communication. And that did not always come natural in the sense that I did not always accept from myself that I had different abilities and skill sets to what other people may have. Coming from a corporate finance background, I always needed to analyze everything. I always felt that I want proof. I want to see that that can be done. Very analytical, very much looking at facts and figures, very compliant, rules, things like that. However, throughout my adult life, things started to shift for me, and it happened pretty quickly to the point where I learned more about the spiritual side of life. And by spiritual side, I don't necessarily mean following a certain type of religion. I mean tapping into the spiritual realms, the spiritual side of us that we can't necessarily touch, that part of us that we can't necessarily see, that part of us that is not really in physical form. That's what I'm talking about. When I learned about this, I recognized that I had different abilities and heightened senses that were becoming more and more pronounced throughout my everyday life. And when I started to tap into that, I actually learned that I could use it in a really good way. So I started to explore. And the first things I've learned was all around meditation, tapping into my heart, tapping into my higher self. And I also learned that I had energy healing skills. So I became a Reiki healer as well. And I thought, wow, this is really amazing. I can help myself with healing. I could help my dogs, help them with healing and remove certain aches and pains. And I was helping certain friends out. And then I started to incorporate that as a business that I started up.
Now, I had already got experience through my career as a coach in the workplace, and then I became a life coach as well. So the healing became like a natural part of the coaching process. So I was still in the corporate world, and all that started to develop more and more. Now, my two dogs were very talkative in the sense that they were always with me. They would always stare at me, and I knew they were telling me something, but I could never really pick up on what they were saying. And you might recognize this, right? That you have a dog sitting in front of you or a cat just staring at you, and you sit there going, great, lovely, but don't really know what you're saying. And the same was for me. So a few years ago, I went on this bushwalk with a friend of mine, and we rested for a little while and had a lunch, and we were just sitting there enjoying nature and tuning into the beautiful sounds that we heard and the smells that we smelled. And we were just, you know, sitting really peacefully. So after a little while of us being quiet, I could hear this voice in my head going, hello, can you hear me? And I sort of looked at my friend and I said, did you say something? And she said, no. And I go, oh, okay. Must have been hearing something. And again, hello, can you hear me? And I didn't really pay attention. And again, more pronounced, more forceful, hello, hello, can you hear me? And I was sitting there thinking, oh my God, now I'm hearing voices. This is going absolutely nuts. So in my mind, I actually said, yes, I can, but I can't see anyone. So who's talking to me? And the voice went, well, I'm actually a snake. And I'm under the fallen down tree that you're sitting on. And I go, yeah, right. as if a snake talks to me. And I didn't believe that, right? Because I couldn't see it. And I thought, well, that's a voice that I'm hearing in my head. And he goes, you need to listen. You need to go out into the world and do your job. Bring animals and people together. And I was like, what? What does that mean? What is that all about? And I go, look, can you show yourself? And the voice goes, no, I'm actually a snake and your friend is afraid of snakes. And I do not want to come forward because I don't want to upset her. And I'm like, she's not afraid of snakes. She's never told me that. And this was all in my mind. Anyhow, the snake said, look, I just wanted to tune in with you and make sure that you can hear me because you do need to go out into the world and do your job. And then it sort of went off. And I just sat there gobsmacked going, whoa. And my friend was sort of looking at me and she goes, what just happened? Something transpired here. She goes, your face went into different shapes and sizes and colors. She goes, what happened? And I said, look, I've got one question for you. I said, I actually asked her, I go, are you afraid of snakes? And she jumps up, white as a ghost, start frantically looking around. And I go, oh, don't worry, it's already gone. But that was my validation. That was my validation that I actually spoke to a snake. And I explained to her what happened. And we were both sitting there in this daze going, wow, that is amazing. Wow, what are we going to do now? So after all that, we started walking back on the track. And there was another lizard that quickly connected with me. And that lizard actually, in a very Aussie accent, started talking to me and just saying along the lines of, oh, it's great that you can hear me now. And it's really cool. Just wanted to say good day sort of thing. And I was just like, whoa, okay, this is weird. And further up the path, there was a goanna, you know, one of these black, one of these black, big lizards that can actually crawl up the tree. And it was sitting on one of the eucalyptus trees. And I was sort of looking at it and he said, oh, wow, hello. Can you actually stay a little bit? Because I'm being pestered every single day by school kids that walk past on this path. And I said to my friend, this is what the lizard is telling me. Can we wait? And she said, yeah, sure, of course. And so we waited. And a few minutes later, this group of school children come past, a couple of guys, and they look at the goanna. They look at us and look back at the goanna. And I literally said, keep going, keep going. And the boys kept going. And when the boys were further out, the goanna said to me, thank you so much. At least I had one day of peace. And I just was too blown away to actually respond. And when I got home that afternoon, my two dogs, Rosie and Toby, they ran up to me like dogs do. They run up to you when you walk in the house and they bark and they're excited and they're happy that you're back. And all of a sudden, Toby looks at me and he stops and he goes, "Oh my God, you can hear me now." And out came this information waterfall. And I was literally standing going, "Mate, you have to stop because this is all too much." And so from that day onwards, I started looking into what this is all about. How can I all of a sudden hear my dogs? And this snake came to me and that lizard was talking to me. And so I started looking into it and found other people that do animal communication as well. And I did a few of those workshops and got certification for it. And so that's when my journey started. And I started to explore more and practice more. And my Toby was happy because he could tell me all his stories. And, you know, it was wonderful, wonderful to experience that. And so I thought, you know what? There is more out there for me to do than remain in the corporate industry and focus on this corporate leadership, coaching, and mentoring, which I actually was getting a little bit tired of. I did not want to remain in an environment like that anymore because I did feel that that wasn't suited to me anymore. And so the universe provided. I was made redundant, walked away with a really nice package, and I thought to myself, you know what? This is it. I have to take the plunge. And the rest is history, as they say. So now I am here a few years later, sitting right in front of you and organizing this beautiful summit of amazing people who are all very much doing what they love doing because they are following their heart. And this is one of the things that I am so passionate about teaching you as well. Follow your heart. Tap into yourself, learn about you, find out what it is that you're passionate about, what is it that you truly value and believe in, and follow that. Focus on what you would like to create in your life. Focus on what it is that you want to do. Who do you want to work with? Who do you want around you? Where do you want to live? You know, and not restrict yourself in dreaming that and then start to create that. And that is what I've been doing. That's what I've learned still every single day. And that is why it's so amazing to have all these people together, including yourself. Because you know what? You are learning and you are teaching at the same time. And it's amazing to see you and other people grow and take it on board and really tap into their higher being, their true being, to live a life that is really so deep and desired through the connection that you have with yourself and that what you wish to create. And that is what I want for you. And that is what the animals want for you. The animal kingdom is adamant that we are happy, that we live from a place of joy and unconditional love, that we live from a place that is of a higher energy, so that we can all be who we are at a beautiful energy level, a high vibrational level. That is exactly what the animals want for us. And to be able to tap into their language, to be able to tap into their frequency, is such a helpful tool, because when we tap into the animal kingdom and their wisdom, you know, the world is your oyster, because with their wisdom combined with your wisdom, that of your higher self and perhaps your guides and the people that you surround yourself with that inspire you, all of that combined can help you create your life. And so having that pure connection with yourself first and foremost is so important, to really understand how your energy feels at any given moment so that you can lift it up if it needs to be lifted up, or remain at an energy level where you want it to be if it's there already. What can you adjust slightly to have your energy leveled up? What can you adjust slightly to create more of what you want? And so I'd really love to invite you to go and practice that. Now, tuning into the animal language, into their frequency, it's almost like tuning into a radio station. And I'm talking about the old-fashioned radio stations where we had the knob and we had to literally tune that little green line that was there, or orange line or red line, whatever color it was, to that particular station to create that, to have that clear voice or music coming through. And that is what we are doing by tuning into that particular frequency. And we do the same thing for ourselves. So we can definitely have a pure, clear, honest, and loving communication line to ourselves, a higher self, and the animals by doing that, tuning in. And for us to be able to do that is to become a bit more quiet. And I know we cannot quiet our mind completely. You know, it's, I think you have to be in such a different level altogether not to have anything coming through your mind. I've been meditating for years and still stuff comes up. But I've learned to put that into the background for now, right? So that in that moment, I can truly tune in into my heart so that I have a clear communication line with myself. I can listen to my higher being, to myself, to my soul, eternal love flame, myself. Because that is the higher, wiser, pure, light being that is me. Some people might say, no, some people are saying, you are God. We are God, meaning we are light, we are source, and we are all part of the universe. We are all part of that source. And to connect to that through our human being and to allow ourselves to come through our human being, I believe only then can you create what you truly want in your life right now. Because that is where the wisdom is. That is the place from which we lead our life. And that is the place from which we talk to the animals, because that is the place from which the animals speak. Unconditional love, which is from the heart. So let's get practical. Let's start doing this. What do you say? There is a really beautiful exercise that we can do right now together, so that you can start practicing how to actually tune in to your pets, or if you don't have pets, to animals in the wild, maybe those beautiful birds that you see on your bushwalk, or maybe you're on the beach and you want to talk to the fish in the ocean, or you might even go to an area where you see other wildlife, or your friend's pets, right? Any animal, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We can tune into any animal and listen to them, right? So what I would love for you to do right now, and if you need to pause, that's fine, to get yourself comfortable and continue, it's okay. I would love for you to just sit or lie down in a place that's really comfortable for you and where you are uninterrupted, and I would love for you to close your eyes. And then I invite you to just take a few deep breaths. Just let everything go and become really relaxed. Beautiful. So when you are in this relaxed space and you feel your body become a little bit limp, perhaps it just sort of hangs in your chair, or you feel yourself completely melt into your bed, or you're melting onto your pillow on the floor. Just a beautiful feeling. Just allow that to happen. And if you feel any pains or aches or niggles in your body, just tune into that and ask, why are you here? And if you get an answer, then you acknowledge that and say, thank you for letting me know. You are no longer needed. I'm letting you go. Another way could be to get all those niggles and aches and pains from your body, get them all together, fold them into your imaginary hands, into a big ball of light, and you send all those aches, pains, and niggles straight into the universe. And the universe, Mother Earth, they will all take care of all those aches, pains, and niggles, transform them into love, and send them out into the ether. And you send it away and say, I no longer need you. And then you take a deep breath. Beautiful. And then I'd love to invite you to put your hands on your heart area and really feel your heart. Put your focus into your heart. And you might feel tingling, warmth. You might feel as if there is a blanket coming over you. Just focus on your heart and quiet your mind. If you do have a thought come through, as no doubt you will, just say, thank you. I just want to put you on the sideline for now. I will get back to you later. Beautiful. Take a deep breath in and out. Amazing, well done. So as you have the focus in your heart, visualize green and pink light, green and pink colored, merging together. They're merging together and they're coming straight from your heart space. These two colors are beautiful, emerald green and rosy pink. Beautifully merging together, and they're surrounding your body and your energy field, and they make you feel loved and warm, and you have a sense of peace, happiness, and joy. And you'd want to breathe that in. Wonderful. And as that green pink light merges with your energy, from that beautiful space you're in, visualize the person or animal that you wish to connect with. Visualize that person or animal and ask them, is it okay to have a connection and talk? And immediately you may get a response. And when the response comes through, you send them the green, pink light of love, unconditional love, straight into their heart. And you share with them that you come with unconditional love and you just want to have a chat. Beautiful. Don't forget to breathe. Wonderful. So when you have this connection, you can ask as many questions as you wish. And the information can come through really quickly. So quickly that you might think to yourself, that can't be right. That can't be right. That was way too quick. Take note of those answers that come in really quickly. Answers may come through in words, a feeling, an image, or a color, or perhaps a sensation. And if you don't feel anything, or you don't hear anything, or nothing comes through as a sensation or image or color, it's all okay. Just be in this space and just enjoy that wonderful connection. Beautiful. And you can stay in this space as long as you wish. And you can make notes of any information that comes through, whether they are answers to questions that you have, or whether you just want to open the line and allow the animal or the other person to say whatever they wish to share with you. It is all okay. It is all divine. Beautiful. And when you are ready, you thank the other beautiful soul that you connected with for their time, for their messages, and for their beautiful energy that you've shared. And you thank them gracefully. And you gently disconnect so that each of you will remain in your own power. Without any residue, you disconnect. And you make sure that your aura comes closely back to your body, because this has expanded during the connection. And the green pink light comes back to your heart, pure, clear, and with love. And now you can thank yourself for allowing this beautiful process to occur. And you can set the intention that you can practice this as many times as you wish. And we can slowly come back into the room. Move your body gently. Get back. Feel yourself back on your bed, the pillow, or the chair. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back. Wow. How was that? I'd love to know how that was for you, what you've experienced, how you felt. What did you hear? What did you see? What did you sense? Must have been beautiful for you. Now, I would like to add that sometimes we may not have a direct connection straight away, or we may not hear, sense, feel, see information coming through. And that's perfectly okay. Perfectly okay, because you are relearning a skill that you have forgotten about over the years. Yes, you heard that right. You are relearning a skill that you have forgotten about over the years. Because guess what? We all can do this. We used to do this all the time when we were little children, and even before that, before we came into this beautiful body and life. We knew how to do this. We just forgot. And that's why I'm here to teach you, to retrain you to learn this skill again. And how wonderful is it that you can just keep practicing this at home, out on the beach, in a beautiful park, wherever you feel you want to connect. You can do this anywhere, apart from driving. We do need to pay attention when we're driving. So I would love to know from you. So please send me a message. Visit me on social media. You've got all the links here on this page. And I just want to learn from you. How was this activity in particular for you? And what are you going to do moving forward? Are you going to keep practicing? Do you want to learn more about animal communication? Do you want to learn more about how to tune into yourself and how to live from that place? Then I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to know what it is that I can help you with. So all I want to leave you with is enjoy the rest of this summit, because amazing speakers are coming your way, and I wish you beautiful connections. I wish you great expansion, and I wish you amazing learning and experiences. So until we see each other again, I would like to say bye for now. Stay connected with grace and love.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback, as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancadeRose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.